Pnimius and the Daf Yomi Gemara Brachos Daf Mem Beis. The Gemara Mem Beis Amud Aleph has the list of takeoffs of the Shlosha Tekifos, the three things that you know you do immediately that have to be done in immediate sequence. What are they? Takeoff of Smicha Shchita. Right after you did the Smicha, you leaned your hands on the animal's head. You do the Shchita. Takeoff LeGeula Tefila. Right after Geula. Right after Shangal Yisrael, you say Shmona Esrei, and take off on Netilas Yadayim Bracha. And right after Netilas Yadayim, it means Mayim Achronim. You say Bracha. You say Birchas HaMazon. And that's how Rashi explains this Gemara. So, Rishon Maimonides ties together a number of fascinating pieces in the most brilliant way. I'm going to try to share it over really quick. And he says in his She'er Siakov, he says the following. He explains there's a famous Maisa. It's brought down in some of the Svarim. From the Ari, that one time there was a person who had like a shoulder pain, maybe back pain. He had pain in his shoulders. So the Arizal said, you have to be zahir, you have to be very careful regarding the topic of tchifas netilas mayim achronim v'brichas mazon. You have to be very careful that right after mayim achronim you do brichas mazon. You don't dilly dally, you don't delay. Right? Because he said anyone who's mafsik too long between netilas yadayim and that's a pagam in your shoulders. And the remez is that, you know, takef on Netilas Yadayim Bracha, takef, the word takef, the way it's spelled, right, taf chaf pei, is the same osios as kasef, as kasef like kasfayim, like shoulder, right, chaf taf pei, right, the same letters. So Rav Yitzchak Maimon says, okay, that's a nice story, but we obviously have to understand what's the shaitas here. It's not just like, oh, because you can mix up the letters, that's how the tikkun works. So he starts off just with a hakdama to what is Mayim Achronim. And Mayim Achronim, in the world of Pnimius, right, what does it mean that Mayim Achronim Chova is the washing that we use? Mayim Achronim Chova, Mayim Achronim is obligatory. So the word Chova is a certain klipa. That's a kach for the klipa. And what Mayim Achronim Chova means, it means that Mayim Achronim is actually a chiz for the klipa. The klipa is really trying to get us. It's really trying to be mevavel us and mess us up and, you know, prevent us, let's say, from benching and saying, you know, the one bracha that might be d'oraisa and the importance of thanking Hashem for everything we do and, you know, putting a siyum on the su'uda in a way that's meaningful. And what it is, it's very similar to the you know, sending a se'er la'azazel, that it's like we give the chitzonim, we give the klipa, we give them a certain matana. That's called mayim achronim, that we give it to them so that they won't, that they're not mictarius. I'm sure from my Rebbe Rubinsky when he was explaining this Indian in a longer way, so it's like a pacifier, for the baby. You give them something to be oisik with, to be involved with, and that's good. And that's it. He says, and obviously, you know, we need to be careful. He just points out that when you know sodos like this, you have to not be mechavin explicitly that you're giving chiyas to the klipa, because that's maybe gam vod zara, you know, to a degree. So you need to be very careful. He builds it off the Ramban by the Seir La'Azazel, just, you know, how to understand this. But the main thing is that we're just, you know, we're not doing it. That's why there's no kavanas by, you know, there's no incredible kavanas by Mayim Achronim that we're giving to the Azazel in the world of kavanas. We just do it. You do it and you do it. Beratzon Hashem. Hashem said we should do it. It's choiva. That's it. And we go on. Right? It's very similar to the concept of the Seir La'Azazel that it was just done by Goril, that we're not mechavi. You know, this animal is going to go. Like, it's Goril, whatever animal is picked is going to go. Fine. So he explains. He says, when Yaakov gave the mincha to Esav, so the Zohar explains that really, that he was actually succeeding at defeating Esav. That when Esav accepted a gift from Yaakov, he was now kind of indebted to him. He was in his rishus, right? We have a klal that if you take a present from someone, they have a degree of shlita over you. That, you know, not that you owe them in terms of return, but you are now a makabel from them. You are now a, you've gained something from them. It's like giving a bone to a dog, that you give a bone to a dog, and now it's machniya, it's up to you to a degree, that you were a provider for it. So when, you know, when you're, the way you want to be, bring the sitra acha, the way you want to bring the other side, the klipa, the negativity towards kedusha is by throwing them a bone, giving them a gift. So if you throw a gift out there, if you do like a mayim achronim, you do a se'er la'azazel, right, those type of things, the, you know, the klipa is going to jump on, they're going to grab, they're going to be, oh, this is something kedusha I can ruin. And really what they're doing is they're taking a matanda. You're giving them and that helps be machni in them. It helps, you know, lower them down. So then he explains even further. He says, what are kisfayim? What are shoulders? So shoulders actually comes up in Shar Gilgulim, they represent a lot of different things. They represent often the opposites and different types of Yisrael, the types of Jews who come what's called Nishmas Hevel and Nishmas Kayin. And we're not going to get into this now, but there's two main categories of where Jews stem from. It ties into Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David type Jews. You know, it's Orus versus Kalim. There's a lot to say about it, but what it is there's different types of Jews who, you know, come from Hevel and come from Kayin. So what happens is that when there's a period between Hevels and Kayins, there's no Zechira, there's no memory, there's no keyim for the Torah. Right? And that's why throughout what the Arizal does often on his parish on the Torah, in the Lukutei Torah and the Shara Psukim, he explains different narratives in the Torah, understanding, you know, where the source of their neshama was. So Moshe and Yisro was really a redux and a, you know, some sort of tikkun and some sort of replay of Kayin and Hevel. And a few different mice throughout the Torah really are this thing, and even sometimes it ties into, you know, Maimarim from Chazal and Tanaim and Amoraim that are coming from different sides. So this period between people is where Shechas HaTorah comes from. It's a big yichud. He goes into the Kabbalah here. I'm not going to do it. I'll just do it very quick. But the Achrem is that there's the Kamarna has a kavana. One of his kavanas for memory, for zechir, for a specific kavana that you should be mechanin to help you have hatzlacha and you remembering Torah is yud. When it's spelled b'milo, yud vavdal is 20. You do yud times hey. Hey spelled b'milo is hey, yud is 15. So 20 times 15 is 300. And you miyachad that with yud times hey. When yud is spelled yud vavdal is 20, and hey is spelled hey, which is 10. So that brings you 200, right? 20 times 10 is 200. 200 and 300 is 500, and that's the gematria of kasaf, of shoulder. Because all memory comes from where? Comes from the head, comes from the brain. To have the brain being working well, you need to have kilu, the two shoulders that support it, holding it up. So now they move back away from the, you know, explicit Kabbalah and just come back in. If the two Torahs represent the two shoulders represent different parts of Klal Yisrael, different components of the Jewish people, and the head, together they support the head. That if you only had one shoulder, your head would fall the other way. You need two shoulders, you need two support beams on each side. That's the kavana of you know, a zechira of something that can work, something that can understand. So now let's understand what's happening. The Sitra Achra, what do they want to do at the end of our Suda? They want to destroy our head. They want to get into our head. They want to, you know, the Klipa wants to mess us up. It wants us to fall and fail and struggle, you know, and not remember a Kadosh Baruch Hu after we eat, or not remember to bench the kavana. It tries to be mevavel us and confuse us. So what's the tikkun? The tikkun is through the kusfayim, right? The tikkun of the kusfayim is my macharonim. You give them a matana. Why? Because you're machnia to me. You're part of this. This is good. Don't worry. If I bench, it'll be great for you. It'll be great for you. And they think that they'll take the pasfar. They take the bait. They take the my macharonim. So when you do my macharonim, that explains the whole story from the Arizal, where there was a guy who had shoulder pain. He says, because you don't do my macharonim directly into benching. Because, you know, you need to do that takeoff, that immediacy. By doing something immediately, you don't give it time to process. And that's a tikkun for the shoulders, because the shoulders, their whole avoda, is different parts of Jews. They're to work together, to hold together. When we're all working together, unified, we could hold up the head, and we could hold up and, you know, be machnia, the klipa, in a meaningful way.